Welcome to the Black Girl World Traveler podcast. I'm your host, Shira, and I'm thrilled to invite you to explore the world through the eyes of a Black woman. This is more than just a podcast. It's a celebration of travel, adventure, and culture with a purpose. As Black women, our perspective is unique, and it's time to amplify our voices and share our incredible stories. Join me as we inspire and encourage each other to see the world in a new light. This is your go-to lifestyle and travel podcast for meaningful journeys and unforgettable experiences. So whether you're an avid traveler like me or dreaming of your next destination, come be a part of the Black Girl World Traveler community. Tune in now and stay connected for amazing tales of travel, adventure, and culture that will leave you inspired. This is the Black Girl World Traveler podcast, where wanderlust meets purpose. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Black Girl World Traveler podcast. Today we're going to talk about the journey home. So I've been thinking about this concept a lot, and when I was actually in San Diego a couple weeks ago, it came up quite a bit because I am from Philly. I potentially want to move. So for me, it's really important that I have a clearly defined home. And so as travelers, our homes can be wherever we make them to be. They can be in our hearts, they can be in a physical location, they can be with another person. And so I thought that I would do an episode about journeying home. So if you want to journey into yourself, keep on listening. So I think my concept of home has changed, right? I grew up in Philly, born and raised. So Philly, for example, is one of my homes. It'll always be home. It's where I spent my formative years. It's where I went to school. It's like a base, essentially. But even as a child, I always knew that I wanted to experience different homes. I wanted to live in different places. So I knew from a very young age that I wanted to have different homes. And the idea and concept of home can change over time, and it also can be more than one place. And so while I didn't start traveling until I was really 19 years old, I knew that there were multiple homes that lived inside me. So if you are like me and know that there are multiple lives or multiple homes inside of you, know that one, you're not alone. Two, it's totally normal. While you may have multiple homes throughout your life, the fact for every single person is that the number one home that you have and that you will ever have lives within inside of you, and that's not something that you can run from. So you can run from other people, a job, school, responsibilities, your kids. You can run from a lot of different things, but you can't run from yourself. And I learned this while traveling in 2018 when I was in Spain. I was going to a different country every weekend. I worked 4 days a week, yet I still wasn't happy. And it was because I was running from myself. And the real issues that I had lied within myself. So I would encourage you, as you're listening to this episode and you're thinking about home, that you really think, am I happy with the home that I created within myself? Now, for those of us who have experience some sort of childhood trauma, adverse life experiences, any major negative event that may have happened in your life, the home that you have within yourself may feel empty. You may not feel like you have that home, or it just may in general be chaotic. And what I've learned from my travels is that until you get that home right, you will probably never feel comfortable and exterior homes. And so I am a big proponent of mental health. Y'all, I think y'all know this by now after listening to this podcast, that I am a big proponent of talking about your issues, working with someone to come up with some sort of action plan to help identify and address your issues. So if that is a route that you want to take to find yourself and to find that home and to feel comfortable within yourself, I totally encourage you to do that. For me, home means comfortability. It means a sense of safety. It means security. And if you don't have those things within yourself, you're going to have a very, very hard life. Forget the concept of home for a minute. If you don't feel comfortable within yourself, you're going to have a hard life in general. And I unfortunately learned this the hard way. I was traveling to a new country every weekend, and yet I still was like, bleh. Like, I was having such a good time, and I didn't feel like I had to force it. I felt happy, but I knew something was missing. And I thought for a long time that those external things could fix it. Well, maybe if I fixed it, I thought that external things could fix it. And what I mean by that is, I thought that if I just made more money, I would feel better, right? I would have more money, I'd feel more safe and secure, I could continue my travels, all would be well. But then I got access to more money, right? I used my credit card, I still wasn't happy. I thought, oh, maybe I'm just tired of Europe, so I can move to Asia. Well, then the pandemic happened and I had to sit with myself. And so as many times as you run from yourself will still be right there behind you. And so that's important for all of my Black Girl World Travelers that are listening to remember that no matter how far you run, you'll still be right there. And that's hard to just accept, to deal with, but it is what it is, baby. And I will not lie to you and tell you that the healing process is easy. The healing process is actually brutal. Some days you're gonna feel like, I got this. Another day you might feel like, why did I even do this? I was so comfortable living in my trauma. I was so comfortable just being, and I was comfortable in familiarity, because healing is just gonna push you to new heights ultimately. So it is a good thing, but it's gonna push you out of everything that you know. And boy, it's ugly, but I think it's worth it, because in the end, you'll be able to go back home to yourself and breathe. I'm in the process. I'm in my healing journey. I've been very, you know, open about that with you guys, about, you know, going to therapy and seeking mental health help. And so I'm excited to be on this journey. I do feel like I'm getting a lot better. I feel like I've also changed a lot. I'm calming down. I'm much gentler. I feel much more safe within myself. I feel more comfortable speaking my mind. And so I really wish that all for you on your journey to home. And so now what I want to talk about, instead of the figurative sense of home, is the literal sense of home. Now, home for me as a Black person is Africa. While I was not born in Africa, I acknowledge Africa as the motherland. And that is where my ancestors came from. I know that due to being a history major, you know, African people were taken against their will from Africa and dispersed throughout the Caribbean, throughout the world, throughout the Caribbean, South America, North America, etc., Europe as well. So Africa is home. And for me, I have only been to one African country. I've only been to Morocco, which is in the northernmost part of Africa. And for me, I have not thoroughly explored Africa the way I want to, because I almost feel like that is where I want to end up, right? That's where I want to die. That is where I want my journey of my travels to end, because I feel like if I go all around the world, right, but I end up home, I'm safe. I can rest at that point. I can stop. I can give it all up and say, I've seen all these amazing things, been to these amazing places, learned so much about different cultures, but I ended up home. And I think that's a metaphor for life, right? You may work for something your whole life and it never comes full circle until the very end. Or maybe it never comes full circle at all, but the journey is what's important. And so for me, I do know that I want to fully be able to travel the continent, Africa, before I die. But I'm also okay with not rushing to go back home without the knowledge, the self-awareness that comes with living life, right? And so that may sound contradictory, I know, in a way, because when we talk about mental health, I'm like, you need to address it as soon as possible. You can't run from yourself. So when I talk about going actually back to home, to Africa, I'm like, I can wait. I can spend my whole life traveling the world, and then that's where I want to end up. That's just my personal experience and how I want to do it. To me, that's what my heart is telling me to do, and I always tell people, do what's on your heart, because I'm going to follow my heart every single time. I will never betray my heart. And so my heart tells me to travel the world and end up in Africa. And so that's what I'm going to do, right? Everything that I'm doing now with Black Her World Traveler, recording these podcasts, hosting group trips for Black women, sharing my life story, showing you my travels across the world, all of that is a part of the journey, and it's preparing me to end up home. And so I think the importance of the literal home of Africa has a major significance, because I can't find out who exactly my ancestors were. And that's just because lack of records, slavery, separation. And so for me, just being in that general space is so important. And so I know that I can't find, well, I'm not gonna say I can't. I haven't been able to find out who my ancestors are. I recently went to Salt Lake City, Utah, and I went to the library. I forget the name of the library. It's owned by the Mormons, though. I think they own Ancestry.com, and I was able to do my ancestry. And I actually went back to really far. I got back to my ancestor who was born in Africa, but was brought here to the United States. So that's really great. But I don't know, there's just so much I want to learn. And I almost feel like whatever ancestry I am able to recover, I almost need the years of travel and experience to be able to answer those questions. I feel like I need to do all the work of healing myself, finding home within myself, return home, and that'll complete the journey of being within myself. I hope that makes sense. And if it doesn't, do what's on your heart, right? But listen to yourself. And that's the beauty of doing ancestral work, and also about going to the figurative home within yourself. We all want to return home to within ourselves. We all do. That's the beauty of the human experience. And so you got this. You can and should return home. Now, I realize most of you women listening to this podcast, your home is Africa, right? Your ancestral home, at the very least. But if it's not, consider, or if you don't believe that it is, consider doing ancestry work. There's a lot of websites out there that, I don't know, it's sketchy, because like you got to give them your DNA, and then I think that has implications. But returning home is the most beautiful gift that one can give themselves. And so I hope that you consider returning home, and I hope that you enjoy the process of getting to know yourself. And so how I talked about how I think that my final destination of home is Africa, that's where my ancestors are from. Throughout my travels throughout the world, I have found many homes. Most of you know Spain is my home. Spain turned me into a woman. I was 22 years old. I had been out the country. You know, my family's from Jamaica, but I never really traveled. And I knew Spanish, and I moved to Spain 6 weeks after my backpacking trip. And so Spain is a forever home. It'll always have a great place in my heart, because it made me grow up. It made me into a woman. I was 22 years old in a foreign country. I knew no one, and I wasn't scared at all. And I moved, and I taught English, and I had a great time, and I loved it. And so Spain became a home because, one, it gave me a sense of stability, right? That security that I talked about earlier. And it also, it's my first experience by myself traveling. It made me truly love solo travel. It made me realize that, wow, I can do this. I can move to another place, a foreign place at that, and build a community, build a home for myself. I mean, I was living in an apartment, so it wasn't an actual home, but I was able to, you know, build a home for myself that comprised of people, things, activities, food that I loved. And so Spain showed me the possibilities of what my life could be. And so Spain is always going to have a special place in my heart. For those of you that don't know, I was auxiliar. I was an English teaching assistant in Murcia, Spain, which is southeast of Valencia, about 2 hours southeast of Valencia, or 2.5 hours, I should say. Murcia is a smaller region. It's known as to be like the hillbilly region of Spain. So it's not really well known.
if you tell Spanish people that you live there, they're like, why do you live there? Or like, why are you going there? Like, what's there? But I absolutely loved it. Now, another home that I consider to be my home is New Orleans. I just returned from New Orleans. Now, I've never lived in New Orleans, but it's my favorite United States city. And I don't know if y'all can tell, for those of you that are watching this on YouTube, but I have this little knot on my eyebrow, my left eyebrow. And it's from Mardi Gras, the beads, a thing of beads hit me in my face when I wasn't even trying to catch them. I didn't even know they were throwing beads at the time. I thought the float had rolled on by and it clocked me right in my eye. So New Orleans is a home because it's my favorite U.S. city. When I go there, I feel like I become more alive. I see the magic of people. And you might say, well, how is that? Like, why do you feel that way? The only way I can describe it and tell you is to go experience it for yourself and do not go during Mardi Gras. Because Mardi Gras is full of tourists. It's a lot of extra people that can really color your experience in a way that it doesn't need to. But then let me clarify. Mardi Gras is full of tourists, but the majority of people that are at the parades are like locals. It is definitely a cultural thing. But Mardi Gras it's just too many people. And it's too many tourists. And that will definitely color your experience and make you think probably different of the city. Whereas if you go during a slower season, when there's no French Fest, Jazz Fest, Essence Fest, so many different fests, the Super Bowl, don't go during any time where there's going to be a lot of tourists. When you go separate of those times, you are going to see, oh my God, this is home. My home is in the magic and the beauty of people. The people there have such a purity about themselves. They have such a pride in themselves. I'm being there this past week. I asked every Lyft driver, I said, where are you from? New Orleans, born and raised. Like, they're so prideful, born and raised, so prideful to be from New Orleans. And that's just beautiful to see. You know, I'm proud to be from Philly. Don't get me wrong, but it's different out there. And I also think that going back to the literal home of Africa, the South had a lot of enslaved people that were brought from Africa and, you know, were enslaved on plantations. And I think that Southern people in general have more of the essence of home. And when I say more of the essence of home, I'm talking about the home of Africa. So I love New Orleans. I think New Orleans is a figurative home for me. Another home that I have considered moving to, more broadly, speaking of New Orleans, Louisiana, is the South. The southern part of the United States, for me, feels like home. I've always felt like, even though I'm from up north, that the South is just my home. Like, if I'm gonna live anywhere, commit to live anywhere, I should clarify, it will be the United States South. Now, when I did my ancestry work, of course, I know that my family comes from Africa, but I don't know the specifics. I was able to get as far back as my family coming to North Carolina from Africa. So I know that my ancestors were enslaved in North Carolina. And it's funny because when I finished my most recent job in 2023, I was thinking of moving to North Carolina, and ding, 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 coinky dink, that's where my ancestors are from. And so life, when you are on the journey for home, stuff will just start to make sense. The pieces will start to create this beautiful puzzle. And so the Southern United States feels like home to me. It feels very Black. It feels very cultured. It feels like there's a sense of ease that just doesn't exist in the cities, because in cities, the cities up north and in Philly, it's hustle and bustle. You gotta go. You gotta constantly be on go. But in the South, it's like, you can chill. Your nervous system can rest. It's not that big of a deal. And so the more I travel throughout the South, the more I realize, oh, this is where I need to be. This is where I need to be. This is home. And so when I do commit to living somewhere where I buy a home, I'm pretty sure that it will be in the United States South. I want to have a farm with a lot of land. I want to be able to walk outside my house and hear nothing. I just want peace. And I truly think that that can come from a rural area. And after having lived 20 plus years in a city, I am ready for that change of pace. And so, again, home can mean different things, and home can change over time. Philly is my home, but that's not where I want to end up. Spain is my home because it made me into a woman. New Orleans is one of my homes because it's my favorite U.S. city. The South is going to become my home, I believe, because that's where I feel most safe. And so home changes over time. And the beauty of it is that you can make and create new homes wherever you go throughout the world. And I hope that you listening to this podcast realize that as long as you do the inner work, finding home within yourself, any external home that you may find is just the cherry on top. It's the icing on the cake. Because once you've got you in the center and the core of who you are, all the exterior homes are just a bonus, right? The magic that you may experience externally just adds a little bit more coloring to the and sauce to what's already there. You already have all the ingredients. You are the special ingredient. So that's it for this week's episode. I hope that you all seriously take the journey of home with grace and love and kindness to yourself, most importantly. This is a lifelong process. I don't think that we'll ever fully be home, but the beauty and the joy is in the process. It's the small wins. It's the small changes that you see in yourself every day. It's the completion of a trip. It is meeting new people. It is making new friends. It is all of those things. And I hope that you just enjoy the process. I hope that you will take a journey or trip with us, Black Girl World Travelers, across the world as we find homes in different places. I don't know if you guys can see, for those of you that are watching this on YouTube, you see that I have our Black Girl World Traveler merch, which is available at blackgirlworldtraveler.com. We are on this journey together of finding our homes. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, Black Girl World Traveler, the podcast. Coming up, I've got more stories to share, and we are actually going to be having special guests on our podcast, so please be on the lookout for collaborations that Black Girl World Traveler has coming. Thank you so much for your support, the Black Girl World Traveler community. Your support means everything to me. I see you all reposting videos, interacting with my posts on social media at Black Girl World Traveler on all platforms, and I'm just so grateful. I'm not going to stop talking as long as there's someone there to listen. And so, thank y'all so much. I will see y'all next week's episode. Take care. Shira.